This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It is such a blessing. It is such an honor. You've backed us to this point that we're now on air with you on Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Able to cover whatever we want, despite the fact that Deep State's fighting around the clock, shut us down. Well, I've talked a lot about Senator Frank Church and his hearings in the late 1970s, and now suddenly Elon Musk is. That's a really positive, good thing that's going on. And on August 17th, 1975, Senator Frank Church appeared on NBC's Meet the Press and issued a stark warning about a certain technology perfected by the intelligence community which would be used by the U.S. government against its own citizens to create total tyranny. He was talking about the NSA and the spy grids. And now here it is. It's only got, at the time I printed this off an hour ago, 809,000 views. It needs a billion views. But we now know they spy on us. We now know the FBI surveil us. We now know they work against the elections and the American people for their aim. And what is their aim? Human empowerment? Space exploration? Free energy? No. Pedophilia? Open borders? Collapsed governments? Hollywood scum? If good people were using this technology, I would oppose it because it could be turned for evil. But they don't leave any question about their aims. They don't leave any discussion about their end game. They admit their whole plan is the end of our families and the end of the normal human operation so they can play God as mad scientist and program every facet of our lives. So I say, Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, King Charles, all of you, we've got your challenge. We understand how real it is, and we take the challenge, and we tell you, you will destroy us, or we will destroy you at Nuremberg 2, where you will pay for the crimes that you have committed. So, listeners, realize the power you have today, and share the links to Infowars.com/show and Man.video, and share this video everywhere you can of Senator Frank Church from the grave exposing this incredible tyranny. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy wishes this didn't exist.
Let me tell you this. In the need to develop a capacity to know what potential enemies are doing, the United States government has perfected a technological capability that enables us to monitor the messages that go through the air. These messages are between ships at sea. They could be between units, military units in the field. We have a very extensive capability of intercepting messages wherever they may be in the airwaves. Now, that is necessary and important to the United States as we look abroad at enemies or potential enemies. We must know. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. And no American would have any privacy left. Such is the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide if this government ever became a tyranny, if a dictator ever took charge in this country. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny. And there would be no way to fight back. Because the most careful effort to combine together in resistance to the government, no matter how privately it was done, is within the reach of the government to know. Such is the capability of this technology. Now, why is this investigation important? I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to see this country ever go across the bridge. I know the capacity that is there to make tyranny total in America. And we must see to it that this agency and all agencies that possess this technology operate within the law and under proper supervision so that we never cross over that abyss. That's the abyss from which there is no.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this special Friday edition. He hasn't been on with us for 3-4 months because he's been so incredibly busy, already expanding his huge operation. Tyler Bennett is a respected tax lawyer. He's got hundreds of lawyers and CPAs and other crew working under him. He's who gives me advice on my taxes. But he's not just here about taxes today, and how you can protect yourself and why it's so critical in the last week of December to make decisions you may have forgotten about or not known about. But I've been trying to get him on for 4 months. He's been so busy with other companies and trust companies and things they were acquiring that he couldn't come on. But he's finally here. And I was talking to him last week, and I said, please come on in January. And he said, actually, I'll come on right now because your listeners need to know the last week of December is so key. So we're going to get to that up front, my Christmas present to you. And he's a great sponsor. So you support the show, you save him a lot of money. It's so easy to do. It's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. But I wanted to get him on about taxes and the 70-plus thousand new IRS agents that Biden just hired. And he said, listen, that's fine. I'll get into that. But let's talk about Sam Bankman-Fried. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about these other big issues. So he's got the inside baseball on that. We're going to hit next segment and the 70-plus thousand new IRS agents and so much more. So the easiest way to find them is JonesTaxRelief.com. It goes to their main website, American Tax Relief, or their other site that's even easier to remember. We'll give that to you in a moment. But regardless, they're a great sponsor, so please use the URL that takes you right to their site, JonesTaxRelief.com. So out of the gates, let's get right to all the new tax law changes the elites use. They don't want the public to know about the incredible things you can do at year end that so many people think it's too late to do, that are such easy moves to make with a law firm behind them, meaning when you follow what they're saying and you have a letter from them and you do it, that means it's authorized, it's protected, and they know you've got backing, which means that 70-plus thousand new IRS agents, on average, will move on to an easier target. Tyler Bennett, is that an accurate statement?
That is accurate, Alex, and thanks for having me on again. Merry Christmas to both you, your family, and the viewers. The thing is, at the end of the year, right, Fortune 500 companies know this is the time to come up with deductions, because after January 1st, any money you've spent is now in next year, not this year, right? So if you want to be able to take deductions for this year, you've got 9 days before the end of the year to do it. That's why it's crucial to act now. So let's talk about Fortune 500 companies. Wash sales. Even in securities, everybody sells their stocks in December and buys it back in January so they can take a loss, at the end of the year to take a loss that they can generate against their income. Every December, that's what happens. If you're in crypto, there is no reason not to be doing this, because next year, this will no longer be legal to do. right? And so the laws are changing in 2023. That's a huge change. We got to make sure that we take these deductions now. Another example is for all the small business owners out there. If you have a flow-through entity or anything like that, your last chance to make sure that you're able to take the 20% flow-through deduction, which is a 20% deduction of all your income that's qualified small business income. That's substantial, right? We have to make sure you are set up by that by the end of this year. Otherwise, you'll be setting it up for it next year, which is great. But we want to make sure we give you all these savings this year, right? That's what it's all about. So we got to act now while it's still 2022 before it's 2023. Now, here's another major thing is the IRS has been really gung-ho. And you know this. You've read the news. You've heard that Uber drivers and people who sell stuff on eBay and even, hell, if you had split dinner with your friends, we know that the IRS is going hardcore on the $600 requirement of money being transferred on any of these money apps or anything like that. Etsy, Venmo, PayPal, the like. And the thing is just like the American government, you are guilty until proven innocent. And if you make the wrong choice and say, hey, this is for my friends and it was actually something that you received payment for, well, now you've committed perjury, right? So the name of the game here is you cannot break the law. That is never going to work in your favor. What we can do is use the law towards our benefits to make sure you're paying the least amount of taxes.
And explain that to people. When you have a real tax firm with real lawyers that don't just sit there and milk you like so many tax firms I've used before, that gives you the knowledge, cuts right to the chase, gives you a great deal, and then just basically gets paid a percentage of the savings, it's all done, it's all easy, this is not rocket science. The elites all use these rules for themselves. They don't want the general public to have it, which is why they change the tax laws every couple of years. And I did make a mistake, and when I do it, I apologize. I said $76,000. I'm sorry, it's 87,000 new IRS agents. I apologize. Keep going.
It's 87,000, Alex. That is correct. And the thing is this, and so you remember we talked about this before. There's that box on your 1040 that says, do I have any digital assets? And they're including now commodities, gold and silver, in this question as well, because they're realizing that a lot of people, due to crypto and other means, have been underreporting their income. And what I am telling you is if you fall into this category, you stand to benefit 1,000% by coming out of that hole yourself, and we make sure you're paying the least amount of taxes legally, then if the IRS uses one of these new 87,000 people to knock on your door. Because when they knock on your door, they're going to hand you a business card and they're going to have a gun in their holster. And at that point, you're already in trouble. Right?
For folks that don't know, you go to these other big tax preparing places, they're literally screwing you on purpose. They're not standing up. But a real tax firm like you does that. It's so easy for basically almost everybody, whether somebody's a billionaire or makes $50,000 a year. You need to know these tactics. It makes me so upset that folks don't understand how easy this is to do.
That's right, Alex. And of course, as we all know, this in this country, this was a system that was designed to keep the club, the rich elitists, in power at the expense of everybody else, right? And knowledge is the biggest thing between the upper class and everybody else. So we're trying to spread that knowledge because the rules are out there for you to use. It does not matter if you are a small mom and pop or a multi-billion dollar corporation. There are tax rules and tax codes that you can use that make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as possible, because that is your right as a taxpayer. And if you remember, we talked about before, last year and the year before, the IRS has made more money than ever before, because post-COVID, a lot of people started small businesses where they were wage-earning employees before. And now they're not privy to the amount of deductions that they can take. And this is who I want you guys right now that had small businesses that you started this year or last year. You overpaid the IRS. Let's make sure you don't overpay the IRS this year. You got 9 days to make sure that we're filing correctly, that we have the flow through and the entity set up. If we need to separate the entities into a C corporation because you're making too much money, or we need to do the 20% flow through. These are all options available, but we need to take advantage of them now before 2023, because in 2023, guess what? Then we'll be doing it for 2023, not this year. So we got to act now, because you stand to save a lot of money before the end of the year.
Again, folks, this is a sure win. So many things out there that say they're sure wins are frauds. If you know the tax law, have real tax lawyers that look at what you have and cut right to the best deal for you in almost every case, unless you're already being advised grade, which most people aren't, you're going to save money. The Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge. And it really does go down to that. And it makes me so frustrated that, like, oh, if you have vitamin D, you're taking, you know, three times your daily allowance. The studies show you almost can't get a viral infection. Some studies say you can. But it's like magic, but people just don't know what a sure thing vitamin D3 is, or the sure thing of using the tax code that the system is using for itself, but doesn't want you to have.
Correct, Alex. And the thing is, like you said before, they make sure that they change the tax code. Really, it changes with the regime. So every four years or so, the tax code changes on average. And when we're talking about overhauls of the tax code, they change everything. So we haven't even seen the full ramifications of the Democrats' tax overhaul. The last overhaul was the Republican one, right? Which is giving us all these options that we're able to use and grandfather you in before Biden changes the law, which the acts are already in Congress, and make the tax rates higher and make it harder for you to take deductions.
That's right. Everybody should call your folks. Everybody should talk to you and do a consultation. It's so important. Go there now, ladies and gentlemen. JonesTaxRelief.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Christmas 2022, almost in 2023, hard to believe. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, December 23rd, worldwide transmission. Tyler Bennett's here, who's really a financial expert and amazing lawyer, and I want to get into the new developments that happened yesterday with him making bail and what that means. He's about to roll over on him. So is his girlfriend and so much more. Finally flown back to the United States from the Bahamas. I want to get into the rest of the economy and the Ukraine war and everything with Tyler Bennett, but you need to go to JonesTaxRelief.com or GetATaxLawyer.com. That's GATL.com, GATL.com. Just make sure you tell them Alex Jones sent you so we get the sponsorship and the support. GATL.com, 360-WIN, or give them a call, 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285. There it is on screen, 4285, and it's a free consultation. Call in, tell them what's going on, then find out what they can do for you, and then sign up with them, and it is a win-win across the board. Before we get into the whole situation with cryptocurrency and Sam Bankman-Fried and the rest of it, what other services are you guys offering right now, and why is the last few days of December so critical?
So the last few days in December is critical because this is your last time to take any deductions that could be used for this year in 2022. If you spend money on January 1st, even if it's for your business, that's 2023 deductions, right? So if we want to be able to write off stuff in 2022, we need to make, especially if you already spent the money, we need to be able to make note of that and make sure we have it properly allocated and that you're, first of all, your whole entire entity structure is the right way because...
And by the way, here's an example. I'm in personal bankruptcy because all the attacks and the rest of it. And so I hired an outside great accounting firm to come in and they go, Mr. Jones, do you realize the last 6-7 years, when you use an American Express card for the company, for trips, hotels, flights, and food and everything, do you realize that your accountants never counted that as a deduction and passed it on as a corporate draw to you? So we're now learning millions of dollars on my American Express that I paid for was for trips and journalism and things we did. Because it wasn't just me. They had a bunch of cards under me. And that's an example of me using a mainline accounting CPA firm that didn't even look at it. And I just thought they would. You guys will.
Yes, that's a great example, Alex, because this happens to a lot of people is, hey, I've got a business, but I end up using a different card that's not in the business name to use for business expenses. That doesn't mean it's no longer a business expense. It needs to be properly accounted, right? And sometimes you have to go through the accounts and do what's called a forensic accounting on every single thing and make sure what is a business expense and what's not. Because I always go back to, remember, you're right. As a taxpayer, it's to not pay a dime more than you owe. And you only owe your income subtract your deductions. And that's why the IRS made so much money last year, because everyone did it wrong and overpaid. Do not overpay the government. Trust me, they will not have the same feelings towards
you.
By
the way, I'm interrupting, but slow down. I saw that headline a month ago. The IRS made the most money last year. Why is that?
So the reason the IRS made the most money last year, and they also made the most money the year before as well, is because what happened in 2020 with the COVID disaster is a lot of people lost their employment, their W-2 paying jobs, their salary jobs, and they had to start a small business. And because of the lack of education, they were working a job their whole time. They don't know what deductions they can now take as a small business owner. And so that's why I am here, is let me look. Listen, I don't care what industry you're in, my accounting staff can figure out the maximum amount of deductions that you can take this year for 2022 so that you don't make 22, again, the most profitable year for the IRS as well. Because, listen, they're going to get their money starting 23. I was at the IRS conference 2 weeks ago, I spoke to Commissioner Redding, and I spoke to the Deputy Commissioner of Collections, okay? And here's exactly what they told me. They said, we made so much money last year that we really didn't have to focus on collections. But in 2023, we're putting the hammer down, and we are coming after everybody very hard. We've hired 87,000 people, and specifically, they said they're going after the crypto people the hardest because they know that the whole DeFi ecosystem is kind of created on, not paying taxes. So because that is the case, that's the people they want to hit the hardest, the first. And if you are involved at all in crypto, listen, I am as well. And so I tell you this as a friend, if you're involved in crypto, what you need to do is, yes, there's a box on the 1040 that says, do you have any crypto assets? You check yes, because even if you're not making any money, it doesn't matter. Because what the IRS is going to do when they find out that you do have those assets and you said no, you committed perjury because you signed that tax return. And that carries a much heftier fine than, I underreported some income that I later, fixed the issue and paid taxes.
And notice how that ties into their raising interest rates. They're getting ready to hammer the little guy next year.
Correct. And that is the secret hidden tax, is when they raise interest rates, they make money more expensive, everybody's got less of it, and your tax rate is still the same, meaning the brackets, which means even if you get a small inflation adjustment at work, that could put you up into the next tax bracket because they raise tax brackets 4% this year, but inflation is 8% on average. So really, you're getting taxed about half of the rate of inflation.
Incredible. Everybody needs to go to JonesTaxRelief.com or call 833-900-4285. Need to go there. If JonesTaxRelief.com is too long for you, it is GATL.com, GetATaxLawyer.com. American Tax Relief is here with us. I want to get into Sam Bankman-Fried and him making bail and all this next segment, but what other services do you have for people that aren't in a rush, but should call you and think their normal tax lawyer or their normal CPAs tell them? Because in my experience, they don't tell you any of this.
Absolutely, Alex. So we do three things: the past, the present, and the future. Right? The present is your current tax filings. We make sure for this year you're paying the least amount of tax possible, whether that means forming an entity for you, forming a trust for you, other sorts of entity options, corporations. So because the corporate tax code is the lowest in the entire country. You as an individual, me as an individual, we pay more in taxes than corporations. So corporate vehicles are great. That's something we can help you out with. The future is what we do now. That's called tax planning. That's saying, hey, I made X amount of dollars this year. I plan on making more than that next year, but I don't want to overpay on taxes. So let's get you set up in the right entity structuring and deductions and likewise, so that at the end of the year end, when you make those quarterly estimated tax payments, it's not breaking the bank.
And
then the last thing, the last thing we do is the past, right? And this is just reality, is there's a lot of people out there that are already in the situation where they owe the IRS or they owe the state government more than they can afford to pay back. And the thing is this, if you just give the IRS a call or give the state a call, they're going to have their hand out and say, well, you want to pay us? Pay us in full. But the reality situation is you have to realize you're dealing with a collection agency. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. And you know, if you deal with a regular collection agency, they will take less than you owe. Now, the thing is they know that you're a layperson and they won't tell you that and they won't talk to you. But when they talk to a lawyer, a tax professional that deals with the IRS in general like we do, we will be able to negotiate that sum for you.
And a lot of times you're able to negotiate it on average, what, 80%?
It depends on everyone's situation, but we have many cases where we're able to lower it 80%, if not even more.
I know a lot, 90, yeah. So, folks, you're insane if you don't go to JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. My Christmas present to you and the broadcast. We help the viewers. It funds the show. We promote freedom. Win-win. Tyler Bennett straight ahead with the FTX scandal and more. Stay with us.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off
what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So busy the last 4 months, he hasn't been able to come on, but he's here with GATL, getataxlawyer.com. If you want to support us, it takes you the same URL, JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. They're a great sponsor. They're great tax lawyers and CPAs, and they cut right to the chase. They don't rope you along and get a bunch of money out of you. They look at what they can save you and try to get a percentage of that. This is a total win. Everybody should be calling them, from somebody that works at a restaurant to somebody that owns a car dealership to somebody that's, you know, worth $100 million. Most people are getting bad advice. Now, you've got your ear to the ground. You're involved in stuff all over the country, all sorts of trusts and businesses and you name it. And you've been seeing a lot of things that I've been following that have really come true with the whole FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and all the rest of it. So what do you make of that ongoing scandal and the latest developments?
Okay, Alex, see, this is where everything comes full circle, right? And as I was saying to you before, there's that box you have to check on the 1040. Do you have crypto assets or not? Well, everybody already filled that out for last year and the year before. And here's the thing, is when FTX went down and Sam Bankman-Fried went down with it, and he was in jail in the Bahamas, the reason that he didn't want to go to the United States is because he knew that to get a deal there, he's going to have to spill the beans on everybody that invested and did not report their income to the IRS. And so the IRS is going to have a list of everybody that is an American investor that invested in FTX and did not disclose that information. And so we need to, if that may have happened to you, we need to get a handle on that and fix the problem first. Because if we go to the IRS and we say, listen, we made a mistake, but we realized that we misreported something and report it, that's going to be treated a heck of a lot nicer than if the IRS finds out that we have willfully neglected to tell them about income information and they come to our door with a gun. Now we've committed a felony. So when FTX went down and Sam Bankman-Fried, who just paid $250 million this morning to get bailed out after he just got extradited, right? That just happened right now. I guarantee you, Alex, before he was bailed out, he went into a Department of Justice office where there was the criminal investigation of the IRS, there was the FBI, and more, and they made a deal with him. They said, look, Sam, you're 30-something, you're going to get out of jail when you're 80, or you're going to spill the beans on everyone who's been illegally hiding money and laundering money in the Bahamas through FTX. And so that's where it comes full circle, because like I was telling everybody, you gotta not lie on that form, because now, even if you have just one Bitcoin or something in FTX and they get the information that you had that and you wrote on the tax return that you do not have any digital assets, you committed perjury, you see. So that is why it's important. And here's the thing. You might be big in crypto and you might say, hey, you know what? I'm not touched by this because I didn't have anything in FTX. I'm over at Binance. Well, this is all turning into a chain reaction.
Oh, they're already talking about indicting the Binance head.
Oh, yes, because what happened was the Binance guy, Zhang, he had $2.1 billion investment in FTX, and Sam Bankman-Fried paid him that $2.1 billion in FTX's coin, in their crypto coin. And so that's what started the whole collapse, is this Zhang guy who owns Binance then sold it all, okay? And so the thing is that opened up the DOJ's eyes to, okay, well, what's Binance doing now? And what they are alleging is Binance specifically not only was laundering money for the Mexican drug cartels, but also was giving money to Iran past American sanctions. So these are the kinds of things that you don't want your money involved with, because these types of people are going to go down for major
crimes. Well, that's right. All these people always say go offshore. And number one, I know I'm a target. Number one, I don't commit crimes. I know the system's corrupt. It's like the mafia will break your legs. The way to do it is use their laws and their tricks to minimize everything way down instead of running off to the Caribbean, which you look at it statistically, only Mitt Romney's allowed to have $100 million tax-free. Nobody else is. Only the very top 10 of 0.1% are allowed to do that. We're little slaves. We don't get to do that, but we do get to use the tax law that the minions of the globalists use, because they avoid most of it. The ultra-elite don't pay taxes. The minions of the power elite write the law to mitigate it. We're going to copy what they do. That's what we do.
Correct. And here's the thing, too, Alex, is I'm shocked. This Sam Bankman-Fried had made some really stupid moves, including basing this organization in the Bahamas in the first place. The Bahamas is not the island to be in if you're trying to hide from the U.S. government, because they will extradite you, clearly, and they will take your money, as we found out. They're too closely related to the United States banking system. If you wanted to truly get off the out of the United States' purview, we'd have to go to the Cook Islands or Nevis or someplace like that, right? But you can't go to the Bahamas straight up. That is, there's too much they're FATCA compliant down there. Their banks report what your earnings are to the IRS. And so it's just not going to work. It was a poor move from the beginning. But listen, this guy, like I said, these crypto guys aren't necessarily finance people until they become it. And so, listen, he made that mistake a long time ago. Me and my accountants here were saying, why did he choose to build this empire in the Bahamas as opposed to St. Kitts or the Marshall Islands or the Cook Islands or any of these?
And again, it's fine if you're offshore if it's a real business. But to run a Ponzi scheme in the Bahamas, that's almost satirical. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And listen, he was running a Ponzi scheme, so right. That's horrible in its own right. But the Bahamas in general, if you're going to go offshore, listen, we got better places for you to go offshore. Do not do what this man did, because he's going to go to jail for a long time. Or what's also likely is the amount of people and the amount of money that he is going to end up fingering. That's very dangerous too, because a lot of these crypto guys that end up caught like this, they end up dead.
I was about to say, we've had four Russian crypto guys killed the last month. And will Sam Bankman-Fried end up Epstein?
Exactly. That's what I guess is my estimation here is in the next couple months, we may see him at the end of a shoelace. And of course, he killed himself. But we really know that they had to keep him quiet, right? Because he knew too much. And that's we'll see what happens.
I wonder what the Las Vegas betting market will be on Sam Bankman-Fried and how soon until he's dead.
Yeah, well, I would take the bet on under rather than over on that one. Because yes, you're right. There's everybody else in that industry. Even John McAfee, when he started speaking out about crypto assets and different governments involved, suddenly he ended up dead too, you know? And so it's, you know, there's a lot of power, and especially in the international monetary system where crypto exists as this kind of what they call DeFi, right, where they're trying to get around the centralized banks, get around the government. Well, the real people that are making lots of money from this are criminals, either war criminals or drug criminals or some kind of person like that, right? And so if you're making money off of those people, you're going to go down. And the thing is this, and here's what I'm warning everybody is, if you're even just involved when this stuff goes down, you're not going to go down for those crimes, but they're going to get you for underreporting that crypto income and lying on your tax return. So those are things we can solve now before the IRS sends their 87,000 people to go after everyone on Sam Bankman-Fried's list, because the thing is crypto is all based on blockchain. It doesn't matter. The IRS, when I went to the IRS's conference, they know how crypto tumblers work. They know how all sorts of crazy DeFi apps work that purport to be able to separate the source of the money from the person. They already know how it works, and they've got it figured out. You cannot outsmart City Hall, basically, right? They've got all the money and the resources in the world.
You've got to use City Hall's own trapdoors.
That's exactly right. So we use City Hall's rules against them. You're playing by the rules, and you'll come out ahead.
All right, folks, you've got to go to the website, JonesTaxRelief.com. JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll put the number up on screen for you as well. Really great people, really ready to help you. The only way you lose is not contacting them. 833-900-4285. I want to thank all the viewers that have been supporting the sponsor and getting great results. I've got about 99% positive results from the sponsor. You can't ask for better. Stay with us.
Dashing through the snow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, hour number three is coming up. It's Friday. Christmas is just away, and Tyler Bennett of American Tax Relief is here with us. Be sure to go to JonesTaxRelief.com. That takes you right to their main site, then they know this comes from us, the sponsorship, a win-win for everybody. You can also go to the toll-free number, 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285. You wanted to get into Kanye. He was on the show a few weeks ago, and a week before that, he was on with Tim Pool. We're not going to play the clip. Everybody probably saw it or heard about it. He said, I'm $50 million in the hole of the IRS, and they grabbed $75 million out of my account. Well, no, believe me, with him, it's not a joke. It's not a game. He's running his whole show. He fired his lawyers, everybody. And I get he's like, hey, I don't want lawyers controlling me, but he better get somebody he can trust. I believe the ones that were running him were bad. I've seen some of the text messages, but that doesn't mean like they're all bad. It's like, if I got to fly an airplane, I'm not a pilot, I get a pilot. It means some pilots are good, some are bad. If I got to get my tooth worked on, I don't like, well, I don't trust Dennis, so I'm just going to do it myself. Sure, you can study for years and know it, but I've studied this stuff for years. I don't know 10% of what Tyler Bennett knows. So, I go to him. You got to go to who you trust. But what would you say to Ye? I'll definitely send him this clip if he's not watching. He watches almost every day.
Well, like I said, so The thing about the IRS is they will take full advantage of anybody they can. And Kanye, this is a great example because it's happening to you. You say the IRS is saying you owe $50 million, but they took $75 out of your bank account. They levied $75. That's more than you even than they're saying you owe. Why? Because they can. Because you don't have the correct representation in your corner to make sure that they're not violating your rights, which they definitely are right now. Because the IRS is like any other bully. They can smell weakness. The second they smell a tiny bit, they're going to take full advantage. And so, listen, it's still, they took that $75 million from you about a month ago. If you call me quick enough, we should be able to get that back without having to wait for a refund. Regardless, I can get that money back for you because they even said, you don't even owe that much. So I don't even think you owe $50 million, but we will find out.
Hearing what he said, what procedure do you think they use?
Well, basically hearing what they said, they did a pre-assessment levy. And so this is what happens to big people that have lots of money.
So they're guessing, we think it's 50. We're going to go ahead and charge you penalties and interest now.
So what happened is they have only found 50 that he owes so far, and they're saying, we think you may owe more, so we're going to charge you 75 and then see what the difference is.
Wow, so that is guilty until proven innocent.
Absolutely, my friend. So he has been proven, he is guilty until proven innocent. And the thing is,
Let's slow down. Because I'm talking like I'm 5 years old, because I kind of am. Explain how this scam works. This is big. Explain it.
Okay, so in a pre-assessment levy, the IRS decides that you owe money. Now, they do not have an actual signed tax return from either you or them. Remember, they can do a tax return too. This is before they've assessed you even. Assessment is when they say how much money you owe them. So before they even have figured that out, they are seizing an even larger amount of money out of your bank account because the argument goes, well, you might spend it or this and that, but whatever, they're taking money that you don't even technically legally owe yet until you sign that tax return or until they file an SFR for you or an assessment, right? Because you only owe taxes after you sign the thing saying you owed those taxes, or if the IRS audits you and says, hey, your numbers were wrong, you actually owe this. Before that happens, you actually don't owe anything. So right now, they took $75 million before claiming that's what he owes, right? And yes, this is Kanye. It's very big numbers, but this happens from Kanye West all the way down to, little guy on the street. Because if the IRS is in a situation where they realize they can take advantage of you and grab, whatever they can, maybe you have $20,000, $30,000 tucked away from your mother or something, but they realize that you have that, they're going to grab it before they even decide.
So hypothetically, because I know it varies case to case, but give us a few hypotheticals.
So hypothetical, for example, would be, this is a case that I saw, was there was an elementary school in Illinois, and private school, and they were running money. And it was a little bit of the, they get subsidies from the state, and there's a certain amount of that's nonprofit, right? And so basically, there was a disagreement between the government and the school over what was taxable income. And so what they did was they just backed up the last 3 years of all income they had made that was reported both on an 1120 for taxable income and on a 990, which is non-taxable income, and they grouped it all together and levied them for the entire amount. And then we had to go back in there and fill out the 990s and fill out the 1120s.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. As soon as Ye got rid of his representation, which I'm sure wasn't permanent, he had reasons to, they went, we got this guy, let's get him. It's not that all representation is bad. He needs representation now.
That's exactly what happened, Alex. And I saw it happen. And I was like, oh, no. It's like I said, they smell, they're like sharks.
I tell you what, after the show, let's three-way. I'm going to call him.
All right, for sure. We can definitely help them out because they smell blood in the water, right? And blood on the leaves. That's a Kanye song. They see the blood on the leaves, and what they know is we've got an injured beast out here that we can take down. They're just like hunters, and so they see the weakness, and they will capitalize on it. So Kanye, let's not let them take an absurd amount of money from you. Let's put that money towards building yourself and your family better, right? Don't give it to the government. We know they don't have your best interest at heart. Give me a call. I can help you get back that $75 million, and I doubt that you're going to end up paying the whole $50 million either, because that's just a number they made up in the first place.
Incredible. And, I mean, you're so dead on about that. It's so painful that the Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge, and they've written it all for themselves to protect themselves, but then they screw everybody. That is exactly right. I went back and looked. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's exactly right. The Bible is the source of knowledge, right? And it says right there in the Bible that without more knowledge, you are going to perish. And here we see it happening in real life. This is the Kanye is very in your face example, but it happens all over the
place.
That's
why they're dumbing the schools down. It's why they're manipulating everything, because the knowledge is all right there. That's why I'm so frustrated. I mean, it's all right there.
Remember, knowledge is power, and in the absence of knowledge dies democracy and your freedom.
All right, Tyler, I want to hit one more story. I want to do 5 minutes the next hour with you, and then we'll let you go, because I know it's about to be Christmas weekend here on this Friday edition. But before I get to this Wells Fargo to pay $3.7 million over consumer loan violations that affected millions of consumers, this is very IRS-esque, just a corporation acting like the IRS. What other tidbits do you want to add in the last 2.5 minutes?
Well, so this is a great example of the nepotism that exists between the Fortune 500 companies, the banks, and the IRS, right? I mean, the reality of the situation is, when we look at it large scale, the government needs these giant corporations to function, right? And in that regard, they don't operate on the same rules that me and you do, Alex, or any of the listeners. We're people, we're here, we have to play by the rules. Wells Fargo, Chase, JP Morgan, all these companies, and this has happened time and time again. They repeatedly get bailed out from the government, and then they, rake it over their customers, and basically everybody loses except for the big dogs. And so I'm here to prevent that, because look, I'm wearing this shirt. You see this? Internal Revenue Service. We've got what it takes to take what you've got, and that really sums it up. And especially when you throw into their cronies, the big banks that share information with the IRS, right, to use against you, as well as now Venmo and PayPal and everybody else. But the thing is, you have to remember that in the game of life, especially here in America, the government is out to get you, the big cats are out to get you, and if you don't cover your own behind, you're going to get punted in it.
And let's be clear, we have so many great listeners to get into the private Federal Reserve and, bonds and birth certificates and all this stuff. A lot of that's real, but the courts don't recognize it. It doesn't go anywhere, and people get a lot of trouble with it. You're not telling them stuff that's outside the law. You're telling them the inside baseball of the power structure.
Right, Alex, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there are a lot of people out there that good citizens, smart people that think that the way out of the tax issue is to look up some, inconsistency in law that some people have noticed and this and that. But you can't do that. They will have already adjudicated that, and they'll send you to jail. You got to play inside City Hall's rules. We use the IRS's rules against them, and that's how you win. That's how Jeff Bezos wins. That's how Elon Musk wins, and that's how you'll win, too.
JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to hit this big Wells Fargo news straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.